tonight. Remain standing, stay standing, stay standing. Get your Bibles out, get your Bibles out. Couple of things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, Brother Jeremy. I love you too. One more time. Good job. All right. Proverbs chapter 11 in your Bibles, and for the next few minutes while those guys back there are trying to figure out where that's at, couple of things. First of all, the whole love lifted me. I enjoy that song. And I don't know who started here, the whole standing up on your toes when you do that. 22 years ago, about, I was a youth pastor in Michigan. And so I know that's a long time ago. But some of our teenagers, I went there, and they, whenever the church would sing that, they loved to sing that in the youth group, whatever, and they were doing that. And I was like, that's fun. So I just started doing it, and every place that I've been since then, I always do that. And some places that I've been, people look at me like I'm an idiot, and other people are like, hey, that's fun, let's do that. One of my favorite things is watching the orchestra do it, right? They're all playing their instruments, and then they stand up and sit back down. That's fun. Some of you guys can't even do it without an instrument in your hands. They don't even miss a beat. They're still up and down, you know. But I will say this. The people that participate in that, most of them are smiling. I'm just saying, you don't have to participate. You're not a wicked, awful person if you don't. But most of them that do, they're smiling. They're enjoying life. I enjoy doing it. If you don't like it or if it offends you, don't invite me to your church someday and sing that song, okay? Because if you invite me to your church and you sing that song, I'm probably going to do it, okay? I'm just telling you, it's just a reflex at this point. And plus, I'm a generally happy guy, so I can't help it. I am glad to have Marcus here today. It is his birthday today. And I wouldn't embarrass him for the world, but I would embarrass him for free. So he should have known when he married my daughter that he was just in for that. That's, you know, I'm sure that my daughter warned him about that. But his last name, let me just clear this up. His last name is Dowdell, okay? He's been called everything from McDowell to McDonald's to McDowdell to whatever else it is. You probably won't remember after chapel is over or by the time chapel gets started, but his last name is actually Dowdell. And so that's, I know that because that's my grandkid's last name. That's the only reason I know that and say it right. But Proverbs chapter 11, I got to tell you something. This is kind of, I showed Brother Mitchell this when he sat down after he welcome the visitors and things, because it's just, I had no idea what the announcements were today, what his announcement would be. He had no idea what I was preaching, but the title of my message today is The Multitude of Counselors. And I feel like even just what he said, well, I was afraid he was going to preach my message. He didn't, but then we could have just had an invitation and we'd been gone by now. But it just is, it's just another thing that's neat to me, the way that the Lord just puts things together. We're going to look at several passages in the book of Proverbs, and then we'll pray and I'll let you be seated and we'll get into the message. I am going to require, or not, I'm going to request some crowd participation today. So just, partly it's the only way that I can keep you awake. So just help me out with that when the time comes. Proverbs chapter 11. Listen carefully. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 14. Read this with me. Proverbs 11, 14. Ready? Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Then turn over to Proverbs 15. Proverbs chapter 15. Verse number 22, Proverbs 15, 22. Read this also with me out loud. Ready? Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And then one more passage, Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. And I'm going to start reading in verse number 1. I'm going to ask you to join me in verse number 6. So when we get to verse number 6, I'm going to have you join me. I'll start in verse number 1. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You'll find throughout the book of Proverbs those three things: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are important for success. And verse number 5, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. Together on verse 6, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for these students, and these staff, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to be here together today. Thank you again, Lord, for confirming in my heart exactly what you have for me. And Lord, for these young people today, I do pray that you would help us to exercise godly wisdom over these next 30 minutes or so, Lord, but then also moving forward, that we would take the truths of your word, the principles of your word, and apply them to our lives. God, we love you. Bless our preacher today, I pray especially. Be with him. Give him the strength that he needs, Lord, and spiritual protection as he's there in the Philippines. Would you bless and use him, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. The multitude of counselors. There's a lot of, I want to say, probably misunderstanding about what that means. And here's what oftentimes that means. For us as Christians, and particularly young people your age, young people, Bible college, and I would say this, well-meaning people. Oftentimes when we think about the multitude of counselors, what does that mean? Does that mean I need to go to 20 different people and ask them all the same question and try to build a consensus, and if they all tell me the same thing, I need to do it? I don't really think that's what the Bible is talking about. All right, here's the way that I view that, and this is my opinion, and if you have a different opinion, I respect your opinion. Just don't tell it to me right now, okay? But this multitude of counselors, what is that? I believe that there's a great deal of wisdom in life in having, surrounding yourself with counselors. But here's the thing. The way that I've tried to do this in my life, and I know a lot of other people that have and have been successful at it, and what I would recommend to you is you look at the different areas of your life, and then you find somebody in that area, one person, maybe two people, in that area that are where you want to be in life in that area. And then you develop that request, ask them to be a counselor for you in that area. Not, hey, I've got 10 different people that I ask the same question to every decision that I make, depending on what area it is, to develop a group of counselors in your life that will help to protect you. You notice that everything, those three passages we read, what does it say that there is in the multitude of counselors? Safety. Safety from what? You know, we say that, we know that phrase. For some of you, probably it's the first time you realize that it wasn't just one time in the Bible that it says that. It says it several times. And it's interesting that the person that penned those words was Solomon. And who was Solomon? The wisest man that ever lived. And he's the one that said, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Here's part of the reason that oftentimes we don't have the multitude of counselors in our life. We don't really know what we need safety from. What's the big deal? Brother Mitchell mentioned it a little bit earlier, just in his announcement, just a kind of an admonition, if you will, to you to say, hey, be careful who you seek counsel from. Unfortunately, a lot of times we get counsel from the wrong people, and instead of it bringing us safety, it does the exact opposite. It's the thing that gets us in trouble because of the counselors that we choose. But he says in three different places, God says through Solomon, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. I want safety in my life. And what I need safety from is the attacks of the devil. I need safety from the danger that is out there in the world today. I need a couple of things. And so first, I'm going to ask you, you can think about this for a minute. I'm going to ask you, you can raise your hand, I'll call on you, and tell me some areas of our life, different areas of life, and there are some overlap for sure, but areas of our life that we need counsel. And then I'm going to have some of you, I've already selected these people, so don't recommend anybody. They don't know yet that I've selected them, but I already have some people selected that are going to come up and help me represent these different areas, okay? So somebody tell me, what's an area of life that I might need counsel or you might need counsel? Yes, sir. Finances. You understand? That's a basic need. And I need counsel in finances still. So you know what I do? I find somebody who's doing very well in their finances. That doesn't mean just a rich person. It's somebody who's managing their finances well, from the best that I can tell. I don't ask them, hey, show me your checkbook. I want to see if I want you to be my counselor or not. Right? But I try to discern as best I can with the Lord's help and some direction who would be financially accomplishing what I would like to accomplish in life. And by the way, let me just say this. I don't think in my life that God has called me to be a millionaire. That doesn't mean I can't have a millionaire be my counselor, but I don't believe that that's what God has called me to in my life. But I still want somebody who's a good steward of their finances to be a financial counselor. Something else. What's another area? Yes, sir, TJ. Dating and marriage. Two different things, by the way, in case you didn't realize that. One leads to the other if you do it right. And after marriage, by the way, you should still continue dating, not other people, the same person. But dating and marriage. So what do I do? I want to find somebody who has some wisdom about that, who did things the right way, who is helping other people to do things the right way, that can help me know how I ought to date. Marriage, what do? I want to look to somebody, not who got married 6 months ago, but somebody who probably got married 40, 50, 60 years ago, and say, hey, help me know how to get where you're at. I don't want to be you, but you obviously made some right decisions to accomplish what you've accomplished. Help me with that. Somebody else. Yes, sir. A walk with the Lord, a spiritual life, right? I need some counsel in that. So that's an area of my life. So what do? I'm going to find a spiritually discerning person, a spiritually mature person, and say, hey, would you be my counselor in my spiritual life? I'm going to, just for time's sake, I know there's several more. I'm going to read several to you. And let me just give you a list of just a few that I wrote down, okay? Areas that I might need counsel: finances, dating, marriage, child rearing, ministry, purity, relationships, spiritual life, business, communication, etc. Now, first of all, the number one counselor in life, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 9, his name, talking about Jesus, shall be called Wonderful Counselor. The very most important first counselor that you need is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have him, all the other counselors in the world don't matter. You can still get good counsel, but you'll never accomplish what God intends for you to accomplish if he is not your number one counselor. Take everything to the Lord in prayer first. But then as you do, you also, like I said, you pray. By the way, one of the things you need to get the Lord's counsel on is who your counselors should be. You need the Lord's help. God, would you show me the right person to counsel me? So I'm going to get some guys to help me. And so I'm just going to read off these names. I need all you guys to just come to the platform. I need Jeremy Luan, Jeremiah Reiser, Kevin Ruck, Robbie Holly, Cooper Hirschberger, Alex Gonzalez, Isaiah Rodriguez, David Vallejo, Quincy King, and Noah Plogger. Come on up here, guys. Noah's in firm rise, so let me get another guy. Let's see. Matthew Smith. Come on up, Matthew Sidden Smith. I intentionally picked all the small guys, in case you were wondering. I do need one other guy to help me, so Ben Jones, come help me. here's what I need. I need, let's see, we'll do it over here. Ben, I want you to come stand right here in the middle. And then I need you, the rest of you guys, to make a circle around Ben. Facing out, facing away from him. I need a complete circle facing away from Ben. How hard is this? I should have picked the smart guys, shouldn't I have? That's my fault. That's my fault. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I picked these guys because of their size, in case you were wondering, okay? I'm not necessarily recommending all these guys be your counselors, but they're going to represent your counselors for today's purposes. So just bear with me. Ben is going to represent all of you, okay? Ben is you, and these are your counselors. How many of you, if you were Ben right now, would feel pretty safe? Again, that's on me. All right. So here's the thing, right? In the multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. We need safety from the attacks of the devil, from the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the things that would, the temptations in our life. I need safety from that. And the thing that's going to give me safety from that is having a multitude of counselors. How do I know that? Because that's what the Bible says. You are not the exception to that rule. None of you are. I'm not the exception to that rule. So here it is. This is, Brother King is going to represent the devil today. Okay? That's typecasting a little bit, but that's my job for today, okay? I'm the devil, and I'm going to try to get to Ben. Fellas, your job, don't hurt me bad, okay? Your job is to keep me from Ben. Your job is to keep Ben safe. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you something. Look, if I just walk over here and I say, now, I could, these guys aren't trying very hard. If I could push a little bit, now I might get a running start and I might. We're good. All right. Listen. That's their job. All right. So those guys were ready, but if I go here, these guys, okay. But I want. Hey, you understand, the world, the flesh, and the devil, this is not a sometimes battle. This is your life every day. The Bible says, neither give what to the devil? Place. You know what place is? Just bear with me. Let me do this for a second, guys. That's place. That's it. That's giving place to the devil. Now, here's the thing. I can fight hard, and I will come on back together, guys, and I can try to get in, and those guys are ready for me, right? They don't want to be embarrassed now, because if those guys push me away, I'm not going to do that too much, or I won't be able to walk tomorrow. But here's the thing. The devil makes no bones about the fact that that's what he wants. It's very clear. You're kidding yourself. I'm an idiot if I think, oh, the devil's not after me. I'm just small potatoes. I'm just a nobody. That's not, it doesn't matter. The devil is after you. Look around this room, the potential in this room, what God has for the people in this room. God's got a plan. And anything that God ordains, the devil opposes. I want to get to Ben. Now, here's the thing. I can go back here and I can say, oh, wait, okay, this is going to represent Ben's dating counselor. Now, listen. Listen, it's probably a bad example, I understand, but I really don't have much for good examples up here. I'm just saying. Now, listen, this is Ben's dating counselor, and he's here, and I don't have to go into great detail to explain to you the devil will come after you in the area of your dating, right? Now, if Ben is spiritually mature and smart, what he's going to do is he's going to do everything he can to keep this counselor right there. And from the outside, it's one of the things that affords him safety. But Ben can say, I don't really think that's necessary. That's up to him. God provides counselors for you, but he won't keep them around you to protect you. That's up to you. Counsel is something that you have to seek. I can teach, I can tell you something, I can give you advice, but counsel, when you go for counsel, that means you're asking for counsel. It's something you're requesting. And you're, by the way, let me just say this, you're a lot more likely to take it if you're asking for it. I don't know how many people in this room have a dating counselor. You say, well, I'm not dating right now. It would be wise for you to have a dating counselor. It might help you to get a date, by the way. But that Ben can say that. He can say, I don't want this counselor. And let me say this too. Ben is, I'm not a big guy. Ben's smaller than I am. But because the counselors are trying to provide him safety from the outside, Ben can push them away anytime he wants to. This Robbie is going to be Ben's financial counselor. Again, not sure if that's a good idea, but he's representing that, and there's all kinds of warnings, and you know, how you spiritually, how you know, scripturally, how to handle your finances, honor God with your tithe, and give your offerings, and give to missions, and all those things, but then also be wise and work hard and save your money and invest and all of those things that are important to be successful financially. And Ben can say, you know what? I'm 20 years old. I got this. Right? I'm working at McDonald's. I'm making $14 an hour. There's not anything that can hinder me, right? He can say that. He can move that counselor out of the way, and he can say, I got this. But what he just did is he sacrificed the safety that was available to him. Can he still make some right decisions on his own? For sure he can. And so can you. But really, the safety that's there, what the Bible tells us is, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. He can, here's the other thing. If I choose not to have that, guys, stay where you're at, but I'm going to take a couple of guys out. So Robbie, come on over here. You can go back to your seat. Thank you. Matthew, you can go back to your seat. Let's Cooper, go ahead and go back. And Jeremy, go ahead and go back. And Kevin, go ahead and go back. So listen. Here's what happens sometimes. I have counselors, right? He's got counselors. But one of two things has to happen in order for these guys now to do as effective of a job as at protecting Ben. They're trying to close the gaps a little bit. So one, they can all, guys, all take a step back and get closer. Now, Ben doesn't have near as much room to operate in there. If they step back out, there's gaps in between them. And they're bigger and stronger than I am, so they might be able to stop me if I tried to reach through. But if I, they're ready for that, right? You see that? That was pretty quick. But here's the thing. If I get them to move just a little bit off their spot, I'm a lot closer to having a chance to get at Ben now. That's why the Bible doesn't say, all right, let's see, everybody except David, leave. Ben and David, stay up here. The rest of you leave. This is those of you that think your college roommate is your counselor. So, you say, oh, I have a counselor. I ask him whatever I want. Or even if it's just what? The Bible says in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Why? Because even, let's just say, let's go way out on a limb and say that David is a great dating counselor. that he's good at telling everybody else what they should do, right? That's not what a good counselor is. But listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing. He might have a strength in that area. Maybe this is an adult. Maybe he represents a pastor or somebody, or maybe it's just somebody in your life that is a good dating counselor. That doesn't mean that that person is a good counselor on maybe finances or business or ministry relationships or a spiritual relationship or walk with God or all of those other things. You understand, Ben might be strong in this spot. David's still stronger than I am. David can stop me all by himself in this spot. But David can't stop me here, and David's not going to stop me here, and he's not providing safety here, and he's not providing safety here. He's only providing safety in that one area. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors there is safety. But who those counselors are, again, I picked the strong guys, the bigger guys on purpose, because that's what you need to do in every area. You need to say, who's strong in that area? Who's somebody? Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that we try to do sometimes. Ben, come over here. What are the chances that Ben's going to protect David? Right? I feel like Ben's not a weak guy, but I feel like if I really gave it everything I had, I could probably at least move him off of his spot. I might not be able to do that with David. I'm not going to. I know you're wanting me to, okay? I'm not going to. But listen, Ben's probably saying, bring it on, Brother King. You have no idea. I've seen him play football. He's a beast. But listen, hey, here's the thing. This is what a lot of times we like to do, and here's why. Because if I'm David, the fact of the matter is, number one, no matter what this counselor tells me, he's not really going to stop me from doing what I want to do. And number two, this counselor can be intimidated by me, can be influenced by me. It's not hard for me to kind of put that counselor wherever I want to. That's not what's going to provide you safety. Many times the reason that we're facing the opposition that we're facing is because either we don't have counselors or we've done this with the counselors that we do have. And I'll be honest, I've been married for 27, this year will be 28 years. And if I need marriage advice, which I do, I'm going to the marriage retreat in a couple of weeks, I always need help with my marriage. But if you told me, hey, Jordan Lovett is going to be the main speaker at the marriage conference. I love Jordan. Or Jordan Lovett's going to give, he's going to talk for a couple of sessions on child rearing because he had a child last week. That's what this is. And that's what oftentimes we look for. That doesn't provide me any safety. I need a multitude of counselors. You guys can sit down. Thank you for your help. Give me a hand. But listen. A counselor, what does a counselor do? Two things that I wrote. A counselor protects you from attacks and they keep you on track. Okay? They protect you from attacks and they keep you on track. There's going to be. They know where the pitfalls are, right? They know what's coming ahead of you. Why? Because they've gone down that road. In some cases, they may even have tripped over that pitfall that's in your way. They may have had a struggle. If you talk to somebody that's married, that been married for 50 years, you know what they're going to tell you? We had some problems. We had some disagreements. But here's how we got through it. It doesn't mean you're not going to have any problems. That guy, Dave Ramsey does all this financial counseling and all that stuff. But if you listen to him or follow his stuff at all, what you find out is he was doing really well and then he wasn't and he went bankrupt. Why would I get financial counsel from somebody that went bankrupt? Because he went bankrupt and he recovered from it and has figured out how to do things right. A lot of the people that can counsel you and help you, the reason that one of the things that has put them in that position is their failures. Is there struggles that they've had? Now, if I'm getting marriage advice, I'll be honest with you, I'm probably not going to somebody that's been divorced 3 times. I'm going to somebody that has been married and has stayed married. I had my dad, I won't forget, it was a men's meeting. And dad was talking to the men about how to, you know, solving marriage problems and things. And one guy raised his hand and he said, I'll tell you what I do when my wife's mad at me. I just go out and buy a box of chocolates and I come home and I throw it in the door and shut the door and I come back a couple hours later and then everything's okay. Everybody laughed, including me, because that guy's been divorced 4 times. So probably not the expert at solving marriage problems, right? That's not the solution, guys, in case you're wondering. Now, chocolates do help. I won't discount that. Chocolates do help. But she may take your chocolates that you gave her and go find a guy that actually wants to work through the problems, just so you know. But look, I need help in that. I need counselors, and you need counselors. And what happens when we don't? There's several illustrations I could give you. If I had the guys back up here, if I had, you know, half of them line up here and half of them line up here, and you got Ben, and this is the Christian life. This is the road that Ben is supposed to be walking, and he's walking down the road. And here's the thing. The closer he keeps those counselors to him, the harder it is for him to get off track. The further he pushes those counselors away, the easier it is for him to just kind of get a little bit out of the way, maybe get a running start. Maybe. And there's two things that happen. One of the things is the person that's me, the person that needs counsel, you, I get to decide if I'm going to have counselors or not. I do. I get to decide every day, am I going to have counselors in my life in these different areas or no? Remembering, number one, that the main counselor is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But then two, for all of you, as you grow, and some of you already are now, maybe for a bus kid, maybe for a younger sibling, whatever, maybe you had parents that are recently saved and you've been saved a while and you're trying to help them. So you already are in some cases, and for the rest of your life, you will be a counselor. And for you to decide, for you to figure out, how can I be that strong counselor that somebody would come to in their time of need, or before, by the way, you need to get those counselors, not when you're in the middle of the problem, but you get them in place before the problem comes to help you avoid the problem, to help you know how to navigate it when it does come. But what's going to make you a good counselor? Ezekiel chapter 22, turn over there with me in your Bibles real quickly. Ezekiel 22, towards the end of the chapter, it talks about, God does, about the problems with the people that were in authority. He talks about the prophets weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. The people that were coming to the people on behalf of God, they were failing. The priests, they were the people going to God on behalf of the people, they were failing. The princes, the people that were in leadership, worldly leadership, were failing. And then it says the people were failing. The prophets, the priests, the princes, the people, everybody was failing. And you get to verse number 30, and look at that with me if you will real quickly. Verse number 30, Ezekiel chapter 22 says this, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. One of the saddest statements in the Bible, in my opinion, he says this, but I found none. He says, I was looking for somebody. Remember what I said in the multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. Look at the next verse. Therefore, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, found none. Therefore, what happened? Verse 31, therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. He said, I looked for somebody that they had put into their life to give them safety. God was looking for counselors in their life that they had put in place to protect them, to give them safety. One of the things, the number one thing that I need safety from is the judgment of God. That's much more fearful to me than the attacks of the devil. And God says, I was looking for somebody, anybody, but there wasn't anybody there. And therefore, I poured out my indignation. He said, they suffered the full brunt of my wrath. Let's have a question for you this morning, and I'm done. Do you have a multitude of counselors in your life? And who are they? Who are they? If I was to ask you today, who is your financial counselor? Who is your dating counselor? Brother King, I'm 18 years old. Who's your marriage counselor? You think you're going to automatically know how to be married when you're married? I'll figure it out once we get married. You might, but it's going to be a challenge. Who's your work counselor, your business counselor, who's your relationship counselor? How to handle interpersonal relationships with people? In some cases, like I said, those things can overlap. You may have one person that you say there's several areas. I'll be honest, with many areas of my life, my number one counselor is my dad. He's got a lot of wisdom in a lot of areas. I could probably call him in just about every area. I do have other counselors in other areas. But who are your counselors? If you don't have any, would you just pray in just a minute when we bow our heads and close our eyes? Would you just ask God to show you, number one, the areas that you need counselors, and then number two, who those counselors ought to be? But then you have to be humble enough to ask for counsel. To go to those counselors and say, would you help me? I'd much rather learn from somebody else's mistakes than my own. That's what counselors help you do. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's all stand, if you would, please. A multitude of counselors. Lord, I thank you for today, God. I love these young people. You know my heart. Lord, you know their hearts. I believe what you have in store for every person in this room, staff member, student alike, is far beyond anything we could comprehend. But I also believe that much of the reason that those things will be missed or sacrificed is because of a lack of counselors in our lives. Lord, would you help us? Would you guide and direct? In the invitation time, I pray in Jesus' name, amen.